Dear Christian friends, this is your interim pastor, Del Schomburg, coming to you on this recording for January 14th, 2024. I'm going to begin with a question. Can you hear me now? I'm sure you will recognize that question as being from an ad campaign on television going all the way back to 2002 by Verizon Wireless. The main character, called the Test Man, would walk around in various locations, some of them rather challenging to be heard from, and ask that question to demonstrate the reliability of Verizon's network coverage. I think we could very well use that question as a tagline for our Old Testament story today, which is the appointed Old Testament reading for this Sunday, the second Sunday after Epiphany, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 20. And you might want to pause this recording at this point so that you have an opportunity to read that story and then restart the recording. You may remember a little bit about the story of Samuel. He was born to Jewish parents by the name of Elkanah and Hannah. They had been childless for quite a few years. And then Hannah prayed fervently to the Lord that if he would grant her a son, she would give him over to the Lord for a lifetime of service. So when she gave birth to Samuel, and raised him for a short period of time, I suppose when he was still a young boy, maybe 6 or 7 or 8, she took him to the priest Eli and entrusted him into his care. So that's where this story picks up from 1 Samuel chapter 3. And at the point of this story, Samuel is probably no more than 12 years old. And when he hears his name being called at night, he thinks it's Eli the priest. He goes and asks Eli what he wanted. Eli tells him it wasn't him that was calling. This happens 3 times. And then finally after the third time, Eli tells Samuel to listen once again. It's no doubt the Lord calling him. So that is exactly what Samuel does. And the fourth time he hears his name being called, he says, "Speak, for your servant hears," which indicates on Samuel's part an attitude of humble openness to God. And then this marks the beginning of a relationship that God establishes with Samuel that would change the rest of Samuel's life. In the same way, God has called you and me into a relationship with him as well. For many of you who are listening to this recording, God first called you into a relationship with himself when you were baptized. And that may have happened when you were children or still an infant. And at that baptism, a miracle took place. God established faith in your hearts and began a relationship with you. Some of you may have been baptized later on in your life, or you became aware of God's call for you at some point later on in your life. Perhaps God used a difficult time to make you more receptive to him. Perhaps God used another person who influenced you in your beginning relationship with the Lord. But however it happened, for all of us, God is the one who took the initiative to call us to himself. Like it says in the third article explanation of the Apostles' Creed by Martin Luther, "I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith, even as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith, in which Christian church he daily and richly forgives all sins to me and all believers, and will at the last day raise up me and all the dead and give unto me and all believers in Christ eternal life. This is most certainly true. What a blessing it is to know that God has called us to himself, that we might know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we receive through Christ Jesus the forgiveness of our sins and the assurance of life everlasting. Now, personally, I have never heard God calling me in a audible, distinctly recognizable voice like he did with Samuel and with other characters in the scriptures. For certain, I hear God addressing me in the scriptures, as you do also, where we hear two main distinctive categories of God's calling to us that we as Lutherans refer to as law and gospel. In God's law, he tells us what we are to do, and however, no matter how hard we try, we are unable to fulfill God's commands. As the scriptures remind us, we have all sinned, we have all fallen short of the glory of God. And the gospel then proclaims to us how God saves us through Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, in looking ahead to the coming of Jesus Christ, says, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool." God calls us to himself. It's a gracious calling, and this is a daily calling that we might grow in our relationship with him. Our reading from 1 Samuel chapter 3 for today tells us at the very end of that reading that Samuel grew in his relationship with the Lord. And when it says that Samuel grew, I think it means more than that he just grew physically, but that it specifically is referring to his spiritual growth. Every day, God continued to work with Samuel, I'm quite sure, helping him to understand what his word was all about. And in the same way, God desires that we respond to his call daily so that more and more we might grow in our spiritual connection with him. God wants to for us to have a deepening faith, a more confident trust, and an increasing willingness to be more and more Christ-like. So this isn't just a one-time call, but a daily call. Through his word, through reading his scriptures, God seeks to draw us ever closer and closer to him. When we come to church and worship, God uses his means of grace once again, his word and the sacrament, to draw us ever closer to him and to one another. You may recognize that in the word disciple, you see another closely related word, discipline. As disciples, we seek to apply ourselves in a discipline of using the resources that God has given us, namely his word and sacraments, that we might continue to grow, to become more and more the kinds of people that God wants us to become. Sometimes I know it is difficult for God to get through to me, and I'm sure that can be the case sometimes with you. There are so many different things that occupy my attention. There are so many different things that compete for my priorities in life. And yet God keeps coming back over and over, again and again, calling me, calling you to himself, that we might have a deeper relationship that we might continue to grow in our faith and trust in Him. God calls us to Himself. He calls us to Himself every day to in a deeper relationship with Him, so that He might use us in His kingdom's work. In the story of Samuel from our Old Testament reading for today, we learn at the very end of that passage in verses 19 and 20 that the Lord was with him and let none of his words fall to the ground, which means that because Samuel spoke the truth of God's word, his words were reliable and trustworthy and dependable, just like God's word is trustworthy, dependable, and reliable. And that all of Israel knew that Samuel was established as a prophet of God. And when it says that Samuel was a prophet, it means primarily that he was a foreteller. Not so much a foreteller of future events that were going to happen, but a foreteller, a proclaimer of the word of God to a specific group of people at a specific place in time. Samuel, in other words, was a messenger from God to his people. That's how God used Samuel. And I'm sure that when Samuel was first beginning his journey in relationship with God, that he had no idea of how God was going to use him. And the same may be true for you and me. God has called you into a relationship with himself so that he might use you too in his kingdom's work, and so also myself. Praise God that God can use people like us, imperfect, fallible, broken people. People, in other words, who don't have it all together. People, in other words, who are sometimes confused about our direction in life. You know, sometimes I think we tend to think of biblical characters like Samuel as larger-than-life saints. But God used Samuel and others. They were ordinary people, just like us, that God used to sometimes do extraordinary things. Sometimes they too struggled in life to make sense of things. But nevertheless, God used them, and he uses also you and me. You know, there is a great passage in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. I'm sure you'll recognize these verses as I read them. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. There was a purpose that God had when he called you to himself. There is a purpose that God has in mind when every day he seeks to draw you into an ever closer and deeper relationship with himself. He wants to use you in his kingdom's work. Perhaps sometimes in ways that you can't even imagine. So this week, I encourage you to be open and receptive to hear God's call on your life. He has already called you to be his own. He took the initiative to establish a relationship with you so that you might be certain of the forgiveness of your sins and the gift of everlasting life. He calls you and comes to you every day, inviting you to follow him so that you might grow as his disciples. He has called you to himself so that he might use you to the glory of his holy name. As you grow in your relationship with him as a follower and disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. This week, I encourage you to stay safe and warm. I hope to worship with you next Sunday at Christ the Vine, and I want to close with this prayer. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.